Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on podcasthealth.com. That's where you should get all your podcasts. Podcasthealth.com. If it's related to medicine or health, that's the best source. Podcasthealth.com. Of course, you may have downloaded us from iHeart or Apple or RadioMD.com. Thank you for doing so, no matter where you downloaded us from. This is the news of the week. It is 1290A. The A's are always the news of the week and what it means for you. We have a whole bunch of stories on Alzheimer's disease. But before we get to that, I want to just make a comment about this past week. Senator Lindsey Graham died of an aortic dissection. Now, it's possible those come without warning, but very, very unlikely. Usually, you should get scanned for your aorta every year, starting at age 50, if it's normal, maybe every 3 years. If it's not normal, every year. And if it's enlarging, that's when you know to take action. The fact that it wasn't prevented either means I should be annoyed at his physicians for not doing that screening test or annoyed at him for not seeing physicians who would have gotten that screening test. The key, and this leads people disabled, leads them with a lot of serious illness because it is one detectable in advance and preventable. And if it isn't prevented, the chance of your surviving to get to the hospital, only 50%, and the chance of your surviving, not even carrying your bags home, but surviving, is only 50%. So 25% of those. But we know it by the size of your aorta and how fast or slow it is enlarging, if it is doing so. Your job as a patient and the job of the physician is to prevent the event. It isn't to treat the event after it happened. Yeah, that's an important component. But it's more importantly to prevent events. Why should I be treating an event if it doesn't have to happen? So that's my point. Now, what we've learned in science this week on Alzheimer's is that the tau protein, so people associate Alzheimer's disease with an increase in phosphorylated tau 217. It's a little abnormal tau and amyloid accumulation. Well, it turns out tau has a double role. Normal tau helps encode memories. It helps you produce memories. But the abnormal tau, the bad tau, the phosphorylated tau, travels, and that's another story, travels to good tau neurons and corrupts them, causing inflammation, and that is what we think causes the neuronal death. So somehow we've got to get rid of the abnormal tau without getting rid of the normal tau. How is that done? Well, what we know works is therapeutic plasma exchange, that is getting rid of all your proteins in plasma and blood, giving you back saline and albumin and forcing you to make new proteins, that is making good tau again. The second rule is one that fits that prevent the event. This is the Roizen rule for a younger you, number one segment, and that is periodontal disease. It causes, we know it causes and is associated with an increase in Alzheimer's and an increase in heart attacks, but now it's an increase in aortic valve disease. It accelerates aortic valve disease by causing inflammation in the plaque on your aortic valve. So your aortic valve connects your left ventricle, the pumping ventricle that pumps blood to the rest of the body, and your aorta, which takes blood to the rest of the body. And the aortic valve prevents the backflow and allows the outflow. Well, if it gets stenotic, if it gets so that it isn't as big an opening, you get inability to deliver blood as well to the rest of the body. Some of the signs of that, you're getting up 4 or 5 times a night to get rid of fluid because that's the first time that your heart has enough power to deliver blood to the kidney and brain instead of the rest of the body because the rest of the body's quiet, so it can take blood from the rest of the body and put it to your kidneys. It always keeps it to the brain. So that's one of the signs, but it is gum disease. How do you prevent it? Yeah, the floss, and we used to say only floss the teeth you want to keep. Well, it's more important than that. It is floss to keep your brain intact, to keep your aorta intact, and to keep your aortic valve intact. And of course, those power washers are the best things, I'm told by my dental hygienist, for keeping periodontal disease at bay. Roizen rule for younger you number 2 is make sure you do see a doc once a year and get all the risk factors for dementia mitigated. That is blood pressure, smoking, fasting blood sugar, LDL cholesterol, stress, getting your immunizations up to date, learning what food to eat, doing that 150 to 300 minutes of relatively vigorous exercise a week. That's right, and doing resistance training. Make sure you're getting all of them so you can prevent the event of dementia or cognitive decline. Now, we got another pesticide problem, maybe. We talked 2 weeks ago about the pesticide that increased your risk of Parkinson's disease and was especially prevalent around golf courses. Those golf courses, if you will, used a now banned for production and sale, but they still use it, if you will, on crops and if it's stored. It's not allowed in the United States to be used on any food anymore as of 6/30/26, but is still allowed to be used on imported food. And that's where this comes from. It turns out that the pesticide residues on non-organic healthy vegetables and healthful fruit, well, it's got the pesticide. How do you get rid of that? The goal is put it in a salad spinner, fruit, raspberries, blueberries, all of those things. Broccoli too, yeah, cauliflower too. Lettuce, don't buy the, if you will, pre-washed, already cut. If you get lettuce, remove the outer few layers, put it in the salad spinner, spin it 3 times. First time with a little vinegar, 1 part vinegar to 3 parts water. And get rid of that, and then wash it 3 more times with regular water. Cold water is great, and you get rid of most of the problem. Why is this a problem? Well, it's why are young men, and especially young women, developing lung cancer? And it's thought that it correlates with the pesticides they're getting from fruit and vegetables. These are the people who are eating healthier, but not so because of the pesticides on fruit and vegetables. They're not washing it enough. I've been guilty of not washing it enough, so I'm now taking extra precaution to wash well. And the last story of the week is the longevity is the next disruptor story. A new calculator reveals whether you should worry about statin side effects. And the answer is more than 98% of us shouldn't even bother worrying about it, because when you look at the calculator, we've got such a low risk, it's trivial. Where's the calculator? You can go to Lancet Digital Health, where the research was published, and find it. But it turns out it was built on a model of over 3.9 million British subjects and people in Great Britain. And it turns out that our worry about statins are pretty meaningless. How do you find it? It is Stratify, STRATIFY dash statin MD risk calculator. And it's at Oxford University, and I think it's free for use. Stratify statin MD risk calculator. Those are the key stories of the week. Again, I want to emphasize, and I have forgotten to, that we are brought to you by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Trubiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and of course, Direscue and Releasium. Releasium, R-E-L-E-S-I-U-M, over the counter. It counteracts the side effects of constipation, diarrhea, vomiting, and nausea relating to the GLP-1 drugs. So those are the key stories. Longevity is the next disruptor. If you worry about statins, go to Statin MD Risk Calculator. If you're worried about pesticides on food, we should be. Make sure you wash them 4 times. The first time with dilute vinegar, 1 part vinegar to 3 parts water. Get rid of that, then rinse them 3 more times in a salad spinner with the just plain old cold water. Other stories were about tau and how therapeutic plasma exchange gets rid of the bad tau, and that may save you from dementia. We're not sure the mechanism why it works, but it does. And remember, take care of your teeth. Use one of those power washers or floss regularly. I didn't do it when I was a youngster until my doc said, only floss the teeth you want to keep. But this is only floss if you want to keep your brain, your heart, and your heart valves intact. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. Our other sponsor, foryoungevity.com. Go to their website, sign up for the free newsletter. And if you want to think about therapeutic plasma exchange, go to lifespanedge.com, lifespan-edge.com, I should say, /research, and you'll see all the research. This has been 1290A, the A's again, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The B's, that's right, great guess, and we have one today. If you want to learn about chronic pain and getting rid of it, today is the day because we have a great interview. Dr. Teitelbaum, he has a new book coming out called Pain Relief in 4 Simple Steps. Eliminating the root cause of chronic pain. He is one of the great, great world experts in this area, a good friend, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Again, it is Pain Relief in 4 Simple Steps. But you'll want to listen to the B segment where we'll talk to Dr. Teitelbaum. Amazing how good he is. Thanks very much. Remember, lifesfirstnaturals.com and Releasium. foryoungevity.com to sign up for the free newsletter, lifespan-edge.com to learn more about therapeutic plasma exchange. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. See you next week.